很开心，请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是一个赐福给我们的神。
Because you are a Lord that who give us blessing.
你后赐每一样事情也不斥责我们的神。
You are a God who does not hold everything from us.
我们来到你面前的时候，求主你打开你的话语，教训我们。
When we are before you, may you open our hearts so that we can accept your teaching.
你知道你的话语在我们的生命当中有一个长久的一个影响。
Because your word has a deep impact on each one of us.
给我们一个敬畏你的心。
Give us a fearful heart.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
你们喜不喜欢吃寿司的
？Do you like eating sushi？
你知道呢？过去六年，在日本最受欢迎的生鱼片是什么呢
？Do you know in the past 10 years the most popular sashimi？ What is that？ That's the salmon sashimi。
嗯，你们猜是什么
？What is that？Simon，
嗯，对呀、啊，是三文鱼，但是呢，你知道呢，在1986年之前呢，日本人是不吃三文鱼的生鱼片的。
But you know that actually before 1986, the Japanese actually do not eat salmon, sashimi.
嗯，在、当时呢，在1986年呢，在挪威。希望呢打开日本的这个生鱼片的这个市场。
In the year 1986, the Norwegian hoped to bring salmon to be sold in Japan.
嗯，因为呢，如果你卖这些生鱼片呢，这价钱比起你吃熟的可以卖贵10倍钱的。
Because the price of salmon is 10 times more as ordinary fish.
嗯，所以呢，当时有一个人呢，他叫Eric Olsen 先生呢，他就负责这个任务。
So there's a person called Eric Olsen who's for this project.
但是呢，他就发觉了日本人为什么不吃三文鱼的生鱼片呢？就是因为他怕三文鱼呢有寄生虫。
He found that the reason Japanese didn't eat salmon is they are afraid that there may be a parasite inside.
嗯，所以呢，他1986年一直努力的推广，到1992年都没有成功。
So even though he has been pushed this for 6 years until 1992, the Japanese still could not accept salmon.
所以呢，很多人都劝Olsen 先生，他说。你倒不如放弃吧。
So a lot of people persuade him to give up.
但是呢，欧森先生呢坚持。
But Mr. Olsen persists.
他就跟这些日本的海产的进口商坚持讲。
So he told a seaport importer of Japan.
那我送你5000吨三文鱼。
So he says, I will give you. Five thousand ten salmon.
唯一的条件，你只能用在这些寿司店里面。
And the condition is that you must use in the sushi stores.
就是因为就是这样子的时候呢，日本的年轻人就慢慢开始吃三文鱼。
And after that, gradually the young generation of Japan begin to accept the salmon.
还有一个原因就是呢，当时有一个节目叫 Iron Chef.
There's another reason. There's a TV show called Iron Chef.
他在电视上面呢有一个厨师就推广这个三文鱼的生鱼片。
So the chef was promoting this salmon sashimi with his TV show.
就是这样子呢，这个三文鱼就打进了日本的市场。
So this is at the year 1995, And then successfully it went to the Japanese market.
我就想到呢，你要改变一个国家的口味呢，你需要一个能人。
So we know that, well, from this, we know that if we want to change the taste for the people in a country, we need a capable man.
但是呢，你要改变一个国家的灵命，你需要一个神人。
But in order to change the spiritual life in a country, we need a godly man.
今天呢，我们来研究呢，在以色列人心目中的一个神人。
Today we'll study a godly man in the history of Israelites.
在以色列的文献里面，这个人被称为第二个摩西。
In the Israelites literature, he's called the second Moses.
他也是他们相信呢，是他负责呢把旧约圣经呢去收集起来，成为正典。
It was believed that he put all the Old Testament together to become the Old Testament canon.
也是他开始了这个会堂的基督。
And it's also him who started the Jewish synagogue system.
这个人呢就是以斯拉。
And his name is Ezra.
然后我们呢就从第七章到第八章里面呢找出以斯拉的三个特点。
So I wish we can find three characterizations from the book of Ezra, chapter 7 to chapter 8.
首先呢，我们要问以斯拉是什么人呢？
The first one we want to ask is, what kind of person is Ezra?
那七章第一节里面呢，他就讲到，解释以后，波斯王亚达薛斯王年间有一个以斯拉。
That's recorded in chapter 7, verse 1.After these things, during the reign of Artaxerxes, the king of Persia, Ezra, son of Sariah.
那解释以后呢，是讲到圣殿在516年完成重建这个事情。
The phrase after this means the temple was finished in the year 516 BC.
当时呢是大楼士。做波斯王。
At that time, King Darius was the king of Persia.
亚达薛斯王呢是大流士的孙子。
Artaxerxes is the grandson of the King Darius.
所以呢，以斯拉记第七章呢已经距离建好圣殿以后的57年。
So this happens 77 years.After the Darius, King Darius.
然后他就说，当时有一个人叫以斯拉。
And it recorded there's a man called Ezra.
如果你看第七章的一到五节里面呢，他就记载了以斯拉的家谱。
If you read verse 1-5, it records the family tree of Ezra.
你就会发现呢，以斯拉呢是大祭司亚伦的后代。
So you will notice that Ezra is the descendants of the first high priest Aaron.
所以我们就可以肯定以斯拉本身也是一个大祭司，也是一个祭司。
So we know that Ezra himself is a priest.
但是呢，第六节呢讲到他住在巴比伦。
But verse 6 says he lived in Babylon.
那么这个就是一个大的问题哦。
And this is going to be a problem.
因为祭司的工作呢，就负责献祭。
Because the main job of priest is to sacrifice.
那么呢，你的人工基本上就从献祭的供物里面来的。
And his living expense is from what people sacrifice.
我们知道呢，圣殿是在耶路撒冷。
And we know the holy temple is in Jerusalem.
但是第六节告诉我们呢。以斯拉是住在巴比伦。
But verse 6 says he lived in Babylon.
所以我们可以有一个结论，以斯拉是一个事业的祭司。
So from that we conclude that Ezra is actually a jobless person.
所以呢，你可以说呢，以斯拉面对一个问题。
So Ezra would face a problem.
就是如果没有钱，你还会侍奉神吗？
And the problem is, if you don't have money, would you still minister for God?
解开问题呢，我曾经也问过我自己。
This question I often ask myself.
我1989年的时候呢，第一份工作是在德州的。
In the year 89, my first job is in Texas.
当时呢，我是参加一个美南浸信会的完教会。
I was serving in the South America Baptist Church.
我只是参加，我没有在这边侍奉。
Oh, it was worshiping in that church member.
那当时呢，有一个中年的牧师从香港来的。
There was a middle-aged member who used to be a pastor in Hong Kong.
那么呢，他就从香港移民去美国。
After he immigrated from Hong Kong to U.S.
因为当时其实因为香港是面对九七的问题的，这个年代很多人离开香港的。
In that that year that time. That was facing the problem of the Hong Kong returning China. So lots of people from Hong Kong migrate to other countries.
所以这个本来当牧师的，移民到美国以后，他就再没有当牧师了。
So he was a church, but after he went to U.S., he's no longer being a pastor.
当时呢，我是负责教成人主日学的。
And I was one of the adult Sunday school teachers.
后来呢，我就决定搬回来明州。
Later, I decided to move back to Minnesota.
我们当时的教会的牧师就安排，本来我教的这班主学呢，就交托给这个移民来美国的这个牧师，让他去教。
So the class that I was responsible, I was teaching, was transferred to the person who just immigrated.
那么我离开德州以后，有一次又回到这个教会。
After leaving Texas, I revisited back once.
那么又回去我的主日学的这班。
So I went to the same class.
那么这些同学第一个告诉我，他说：“你可不可以告诉新来的老师呢，不要教的这么浅呢？”
So that my student told me that, can you ask the teacher, not to teach too shallow?
那么当天我就坐在这边听这个老师教主日学。
So I sit in the class and listening to what he teach.
其实我发觉。这个退休的牧师他不是教得太浅。
Actually, what I find is not his teaching shallow.
他是没有备课。
He simply did not prepare.
他就凭着他多年，可能呢哈，我猜，就凭着他多年侍奉的经验，去东拉西起的教一个小时的主学。
I observe maybe that because he has many years experience, so he just talking 1 hour irrelevantly.
所以我就问我自己，如果有一天没有钱的时候，你还会努力的去准备侍奉神吗？
So the question I ask myself is, if one day you don't get money, would you still work hard to prepare to serve?
以斯拉是一个失业的祭司。
Ezra is a jobless priest.
但他没有放弃他祭司的身份。
But he did not give up his role as a priest.
在圣经里面呢，祭司不但只负责献祭。
In the Bible, a responsibility of a priest is not only sacrifice.
他也负责教以色列人律法。
And he also need to teach the law to the Israelites.
所以以斯拉他就专心的去。教圣经。
So Ezra dedicated himself in teaching the Bible.
那在以斯拉之前呢，以色列人呢是没有会堂的这个制度。
Before Ezra, there's no synagogue system.
可能因为照圣经呢是一个没有薪水的一个工作。
So most likely teaching Bible is a job without pay.
但是呢，第六节形容呢，以西拉是一个明解的文士。
Verse 6 recorded that Ezra is a very skilled scribe.
明解的意思呢，就是很快的意思。
And skilled means very quick.
他就是很熟悉圣经。
That means Ezra was very familiar with the Bible.
并且呢，充满圣经的智慧。
And he's filled with the wisdom from the Bible.
第十节里面呢，他讲到了以斯拉专心寻求研究耶和华的律法，并且遵行在以色列中教导律例典章。
So verse 10, for Ezra had devoted himself to the study and the observance of the law of the Lord, and to teach his decrees and the laws in Israel.
专心这个字呢，在原文里面就是立定心志的意思。
The word devoted means set his heart firmly.
那么以斯拉立定心志做三样事情。
Ezra set his mind to do three things.
第一就是寻求研究圣经。
The first is to study the law.
寻求研究呢，本来的意思呢，就是重复的诵读的意思。
So he seek to study the law. The meaning is to repeatedly reciting.
在犹太人的传统里面呢，他相信以斯拉可以把全部旧约圣经背出来的。
In the culture of Israelites, it's believed that Ezra can recite the whole Old Testament Bible.
那我们现在呢，科技很发达。
Now we have a very advanced technology.
那如果你太忙的时候呢，你用你的手机。有人在手机里面把圣经读给你听。
And if you are busy and you can use some apps in your phone, so that will read the Bible for you.
但是虽然我们科技这么先进，就是这么先进，但是很多人连一次圣经都没有读过。
But even though you have this convenient technology, a lot of people has not read this, the Bible as once.
我形容这个是一个很可怜的一件事情。
And this is a very pitiful thing.
为什么这个是很可怜呢？
Why this is pitiful?
因为你浪费了神给你的祝福。
Because you have wasted the blessing from God.
那你看看第九节里面最后的一的第三之前之前。第九节，再按一下，对了，哎，那第九节里面呢，最后一句话，他是讲到他神施恩的手帮助他。
It's written in 7:9, the gracious hand of his God was on him.
为什么神会施恩给以斯拉呢？
Why God is gracious to Ezra?
第十节他说说因为以色列专心寻求研究耶和华的律法，并且遵行在以色列中教导律法典章。
Verse 10 says, "For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and the observance of the law of the Lord, and to teach its decree and laws in Israel."
所以简单来说，如果你专心研究圣经的人，你会得到神的帮助。
So simply, if you devoted yourself to study the Bible, you can get God's help.
那我不知道呢，你在生活当中顺利不顺利了。
I'm not sure if you are living in the world, you are very successful or not.
那我就会面对人生很多不同的困难。
I myself may encounter a lot of difficulties.
在人际上面呢，在工作上面呢，还有很多生老病死的问题，我们都会面对。
There may be problems.With the relation with people and the problems, challenges in the work, and you may face the problem of getting sick and death.
如果没有神的话的时候，我不知道我怎么面对人生。
If we don't have God's word, I'm not sure how we're going to face all these difficulties.
有一首诗歌叫《耶稣恩友》，它有一句话我很喜欢的。
There's a hymn called Jesus Our Friend.
多少平安屡屡失去，多少痛苦白白受，皆因没将各样事情带到主恩座前求。
There's one stanza says, "What peace we often forfeit, or what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer."
为什么一个神的儿女不会向他的父神去祈求呢？
Why a child of God would not ask God for help?
我想，因为他都不知道神给他什么应许，当然他不会去求他了。
I think the reason is he simply does not what God promises for him.
以色列立志做三样事情。
So Ezra set his mind to do three things.
第一样就是寻求研究圣经。
The firstHe seek to study the Bible.
第二，圣经说，并且遵行。
The second one, he seek to observance of the law.
以色列强调应用圣经在平常的生活当中。
Ezra emphasized the Bible should be applied to your daily life.
那这个应该是我们每一次查经的重点。
And this should be the focus of our Bible study.
因为圣经提醒我们。不要只要只要 OK， 圣经提醒我们，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己去控制自己。
Because God reminds us, do not merely listen to the word, and to deceive yourself, do what it says.
不要以为呢，遵守神的圣经呢是一个担子。
Don't think that obeying the Bible is a burden.
当你爱一个人的时候呢，你会自愿的去遵守他的吩咐。
If you love some person, you will be willing to listen to what he says.
这个就是约翰一书五章三节里面说，我们遵守上帝的诫命，也就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
And this is what 1 John chapter 5 verse 3 says. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome.
我记得呢，我刚结婚的时候呢，我觉得很多事情呢很难适应。
I remember the beginning of my married life, the most difficult part is to be able to deal with the other side.
那你还没结婚的时候啊，所有东西都是你自己做决定的嘛。
Before the marriage, you decide everything for yourself.
结婚以后呢，每一个决定都是两个人一起做的。
But after marriage, every decision is made by two persons.
所以呢，我常常有一个感觉，就是你要听老婆的话的感觉了。
So I often have the feeling that I must listen to my wife.
那么呢，其实为了这个事情呢，谁听谁的话这个事情，吵架都吵了不知道多少次了。
We argue many times over who should listen to whom.
但是圣经说我。他说：“你爱神，那么你遵守他的命令的时候，你就会遵守他的命令。”
But God tells us, if you love God, and you will keep His command.
我发觉呢，这句话你用在人与人之间的关系也是一样。
I find this is the same is true for applying to interrelations.
所以呢，我开始呢，我们就开始不计较谁听谁的话。
So gradually, I learned not to bother about who's listening to whom.
慢慢就学会，对方还没开口，我就能够做出他心里面所想的东西。
So gradually, this is happening that before that she starts, I already know what she thinks about it.
比方说，我留意到他想喝水，我就马上去 拿一杯水给她。
For example, if I realize she's thirsty, and I'll give him a cup of water.
最后呢，我就成为我太太的超能力。
So I became the superpower of my wife for my wife.
她成为我的遥控器。
And she is my remote control.
这个就是爱的一个好处。
This is the benefit of loving.
一个出于爱的遵守，就是你一个出于爱的遵守呢，不是一个重担来的。
A command out of love is not a burden.
还有呢，当你去这样子去遵守神的诫命的时候，你就会经历神的爱更多。
If you obey God's command, you experience more love from God.
以色列立志做三样事情。
So Ezra set his mind to do three things.
寻求研究圣经。
First, seeking to study Bible.
并且遵行。
And second, to seek observance of the Lord.
第三就是教导律例和典章。
Third is to teach its decrees and the laws.
教导别人圣经呢，是以色列最大的贡献。
Teaching others the Bible is one of the greatest contributions of Ezra.
其实呢，无论是一个福星或者是一间教会，必须要教导下一代去遵守圣经。
Whether it's a church or a revival, in order to be able to continue, it must.Able to teach the next generations about Bible.
你教下代，你才可以继续下去。
So you can only survive if you teach the next generations.
所以以色列就开始了这个犹太人会堂的制度。
That's why Ezra started this synagogue system for Israelites.
他的制度就是，无论你在任何的地方，只有十个犹太人的家庭，你就可以。在一起开一个会堂。
So no matter where you are, as long as you have 10 families, then you can set up a synagogue.
在这个会堂里面呢，他们会诵读跟解释圣经。
In the synagogue, people can read and teach, explain the Bible.
我希望呢 ，MMCC 也是一个重视教导。圣经的一个教会。
I hope MCC will be a church that emphasizes the teaching.
圣经还告诉我们呢，要教导那忠心能教导别人的人。
The Bible also tells us to entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
以色列第二个特点呢，就是他是一个不会挤的一个人。
The second characterization of Ezra is that he's not a selfish person.
以色列在王面前呢是一个大红人。
Ezra is a favorable person in before the Persian king.
因为七章六节里面说，王应许他一切所求的。
Verse 6 of chapter 7, the king had granted him everything he asked.
所以我问你一个问题了，如果你有一个机会，无论你的祈求是多么大，你求什么都可以得到的，你会求什么？
So I will ask you a question. Suppose you have a chance, no matter what you ask, it will be granted. Then what you gonna ask?
有一个笑话。
There's actually a joke.
有一个人走在海滩上面呢，就发现了有一个油灯。
One man is walking in the beach, and he find an oil lamp.
然后他擦一擦，哎，有一个灯神跑出来。
He wiped it, and then there's a god of lamp.
他说，我给你三个愿望，无论你求什么呢，我都会给你的。
The lamp god said to him,I can grant you three wishes. No matter what you ask, it will be realized.
但是我告诉你，我是一个律师的灯神。
But I need to tell you that I'm a god, a lamb god for for lawyers.
他的意思就是说，你所得的东西呢，每一个律师会得上两倍的。
what he says really means whatever this guy gets, every lawyer in the world will get twice as this man gets.
所以这个人第一样想到，他说我要100万。
So this guy think for a while and then he says, I want $1 million.
那么他就得到100万呢?
So he got 1 million.
但是世上每一个律师都有200万哦。
But then in this world, every lawyer also gets 2 million.
他第二个祈求就是我要一个漂亮的老婆。
And his second wish is he want a beautiful wife.
那么他就真的有一个很漂亮的老婆。
And then he married a beautiful woman.
那么但是每一个律师都有两个很漂亮的老婆。
But then every lawyer has 2 beautiful wives.
那这个人其实很讨厌律师的。
This guy is really he actually hates lawyers.
所以他就对这个灯神笑一笑。
So he smiled to the lamb god.
他说：“你见没见到前面有一根木头啊？”
Did you see that do you see that there's a wood in front of me?
你拿着这根木头打到我半死。
You can use this to beat me half death.
然后结果真的打到他半死，但是全世界的律师都给他打死了。
So he was beaten to half death, but then every lawyer in the world was killed.
那这个笑话指出了一点。
This joke shows us.
如果你有一个机会求什么都得到的。
If you have a chance that you can get whatever you ask.
大部分人就是求财了。
Most people was asking for money.
求享受了。
And for enjoyment.
求消灭你的敌人。
And also to elimination of your enemy.
简单来说，就是为自己而求。In
other words, we simply ask for ourselves.
但是以斯拉没有这样子做。But
Ezra was not the same.
他是为神而求。And
he asked for God.
他说，求王批准以色列人回耶路撒冷。What
he asked is let the king to allow the Israelite to return.
这个什么让以斯拉成为一个？ 与众不同的人呢?
Why Ezra was different from others?
那么我们看七章六节上半节，你就发现
You will read the first part of verse 6 of chapter 7.
这里说，这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是一个敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列上帝所赐摩西律法书。
Verse 6, this Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord the God Israel had given.
那么上半节就是讲到是因耶和华他上帝的手帮助他。
The second part it says God's hand was on him.
其实上半节呢，他解释以色列熟读圣经。
The first part says because Israelites was familiar with Bible.
以斯拉熟读圣经的时候，他就改变了他的世界观。Then
he changed his world view.
为什么他不会为自己求啊?
Why Ezra was not asking for himself?
因为他下半节他讲出以斯拉感觉得到，他现在有这个机会，是神给帮助他，是神要安排他做神的工作。
So the second part of this is Ezra realized that he has the chance to ask the king. It must be God's arrangement. So he asked asked for God.
所以他最后就放胆的向王求。
So he boldly asked God, asked the king.
如果你看以斯拉记7章12到26节。 你就会找出以色列求王什么了。If
you read chapter 7, verse 12 to 26, and you will know what Ezra was asking the king for.
首先他求王，你给以色列人回去耶路撒冷。The
first thing is ask the king to allow the Israelite to return.
不但只是剪纸哦，求王呢出钱支持他们。
And also, the second is he asked the king of Persia to support their return.
把这些从前从圣殿的器皿可以带回去。
And also, he can bring they can bring the articles in the temple back to Jerusalem.
回去侍奉神的人不用交税。
And also, those people who serving in the temple would not pay taxes.
让以色列人可以立士师跟审判官去教导圣经。
And then allow Ezra to appoint magistrates and judges to teach the Bible.
以色列人所求的不是一件小事。
What Ezra was asking is no trivial matter.
所以呢，有很多解经家在从前的时候呢，他觉得。一定是抄写圣经的人抄错了。
So a lot of Bible scholars, when they interpret this, maybe it was copied wrong.
特别有关是二十二节里面有句话。
Especially in what's recorded in verse 22.
他说呢，就是银子直到一百他连德，麦子一百俄尔，酒一百帕特。有一百帕特，盐不计其数，也有给他。
Verse 22 says, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of olive oil, and salt without limit.
一百他林德的银子就是 3.75 吨的银子。
100 talent silver is equivalent to 3.7 tons of silver.
这个是当时这他合适的这个赏。30% 全年的收入。
It's equivalent to 30% of the whole taxation for the Trans-Euphrates area.
所以呢，你看呢，以色列他本来可以为自己求的。
Ezra could ask him for himself.
但是他选择去为神求。
But instead, he chose to ask for God.
因为圣经改变了他的人生观。
Because the Bible changed his world view.
我们最近建堂的事情呢，我想再过一个月应该完成。
Our church building would possibly be completed next month.
我想要为到这个事情去感谢神。
A lot of times I want to thank God for this.
那我知道呢，我们搬去的地方呢，其实比起我们现在用美国人的教会呢是小的。
I know that the church building we have, we are building maybe smaller than the current one.
但是呢，这个新的地方却是因为很多弟兄姊妹的奉献。才可以做出来。
But because the new building was able to be there due to a lot of people's the offerings.
我常常想，这些人可以用奉献的钱去买一部新的车子。
These people can use their money to buy a new car.
但是他们没有为自己去打算。
But they did not plan for themselves.
反而用在神的身上。
But used in the God in the ministry of God.
当一个人这样子做的时候，就证明了神的话改变了他的生命。
So if one person does this, it shows God's word has changed his life.
以色列第三个特点呢，他是一个靠神的领袖。
The third characterization of Ezra is that he's a faithful leader.
神的手帮助他这句话呢，在第七、第八章里面出现了六次。
The word God's hand is on him is recorded six times in the two chapters.
以色列知道他得到王的帮助是神帮助他。
Ezra knew that he get king's help is because God's hand was with him.
他知道他能够领以色列人回归是神的手帮助他。
He was able to lead the Israelites to return. It's because God's hand was on him.
他能够找到另一位人陪他一同回归，也是因为神的手帮助他。
And he can find the Levites to serve is also because God's hand was on him.
他不需要任何的王派兵去保护他，去违规，这个也是神赐给帮助他。
He would not ask the soldiers to protect them for their return. It's also because God's hand was on him.
最后他们平安来到耶路撒冷，也是神的手帮助他。
And finally, they were able to return Jerusalem safely. It's because God's hand was on him.
在教会里面的会议里面呢，有的时候呢，我们会争执不下。
A lot of times in the church, our congregation meetings, people was we face confrontations.
我们常常觉得，如果不照我的意思呢，这个项目一定失败。
We think that if we don't, it does not follow my idea, the item would fail.
但是我们有没有好像以色列的一样的看法呢
？But are we be the same as Ezra？
只是一个事情的成功与失败，完全就是依靠在神的手里。
Whether it will be successful or failure, it's actually depends on whether God helped us。
很多时候，其实呢，神是。用弟兄姊妹和睦相处，来帮助我们去完成他的工作。
Actually, a lot of times God show us His presence, He helped us. It's because we can have peaceful consensus for each brother and sisters.
当神的手帮助我们的时候，我们就能够就一定成功。
When God's hand is helping us.And we are surely to be successful.
坚持讲不代表我们不需要努力。
When we say that, it doesn't mean that we do not need to working hard.
因为你看呢，以色列是一个凡事很小心的一个人。
So as a leader, Israel was very careful.
在八章十五节里面，他发现回去的人里面没有利未人。
In verse 8:15, Ezra find that.Among the return, there was no Levite.
他就开始去计划人手。
So he started planning on asking the Levites.
So 他会宣告禁食祷告。
And he also he proclaimed fasting.
他求神赐他们平安。
Asking God to have their peaceful return.
因为他知道这个路上很可能会。遇到这些山贼
，because there could be enemies or robbers on the road。
二十四节里面呢，我们发觉以色列会派二十多人呢去数点这些财物。
In verse 24 of chapter 8, Ezra actually asked over 20 people to a financial account。
他不自己做的原因就是他。不想人批评他。
He did not do it himself because he doesn't want people to criticize.
也不希望呢有贪污的事情发生。
And he also doesn't want to do this to prevent corruption.
所以你见到以色列是一个很会计划的一个人。
So you know that Ezra was a very wise person.
他也是一个呢很。会懂得感谢神的一个人。
And he's also a very thankful person.
以色列说：“耶和华我们列祖的上帝是应当称颂的，因他使王持了这信义，受洗耶路撒冷耶和华的殿，又在王和谋士并大能的军长前面施恩于我。因耶和华我上帝的手帮助我，我就得以坚强，从以色列众教罪。”首领与我一同上去。
Ezra said, Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put it into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his good favor to me before the king and his advisors, and all the king's powerful officials.Because the hand of the Lord my God was on me, I took courage and get the leaders from Israel to go up with me.
因为以色拉呢是一个不会前去侍奉神的人。
Because Ezra is not a person serving God for money.
也是一个不为己的一个人。
And he's a selfless person.
又是一个专心倚靠神的人。
And he's also a devoted, relying on God person.
他最后就带来一个复兴。
And he finally bring the revival for the Israelites.
这个复兴不单只发生在以色列的这一代。
The revival not only happened in his time.
只是一直到现在，以色列人再没有拜偶像的。
Until today, the Israelites has no longer worshipped idols.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你给以色列成为我们的榜样。
Because you have set Ezra as an example for us.
愿意我们侍奉神的时候也是不为钱。
For us to serve the Lord, we are not serving for money.
愿意当我们有机会去求的时候，我们不会自己去求。
When we have a chance to ask, may we not ask for ourselves?
愿意我们专心的倚靠你。
May we rely on you only?
因为当我们这样子做的时候，我们知道神你的手必定与我们同在。
Because we know that when we do this, God's hand will be with on us.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, the Lord.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.